Have you ever heard of anyone cooking rice this way? Or maybe you do it. You can text us at 929-25705 right now. Good morning. It's Nikki in the Morning Show with Sam and Kat Spencer joining us this week as well. He's in from the Beat Sanka set. So people are actually getting very heated. This is now trending over this video of a woman cooking her rice. And Chrissy Teigen actually shared this on her Twitter. Mm-hmm. It is a man who's, I guess, like some sort of like online personality. A YouTuber,
yeah,
reacting to watching this woman cook rice. And the reason he was all up in arms about it, and why many people are, is because she drained the rice after she cooked it, like as if it was pasta. She put it under the water and rinsed it and drained it. And listen to his reaction. It's hilarious.
Drain it.
What's she doing? Drain the Oh my God. You're killing me, woman. Hiya. She's draining rice with colander. Hi.
So it is weird. And if maybe you do this or you know somebody who has, I'd love to know why you would drain rice at 929-25. But it got me thinking about the times when we do see somebody in the kitchen or otherwise doing something that we were just never raised to do. It's very normal. The first thing that comes to mind was the first time I saw a friend washing her meat, like rinsing her meat as if it was an apple before she cooked it. She rinses her chicken.
That's a thing.
No, it's not a thing.
It's a thing, and I do it.
You rinse your meat?
A chicken, yeah.
Why?
Because it's so delicious like that. You get that gook off, and you just, it's nice and...
I don't think that's safe, because you're splashing chicken everywhere, all over.
It takes about an hour to disinfect the kitchen afterwards, but the chicken, once it comes out of the packaging...
Sam, there's no way it tastes any different.
It's more refreshing.
No, it's not.
They do it on cooking shows sometimes. They'll run it under cold water, and it's like the texture of the skin gets all nice and firm.
I've never seen that on a cooking show. They'll brine chicken sometimes, but the point is to put it in like salt and sometimes sugar. But I don't think you will find a chef. I don't think you're telling the truth. I don't think there is a legit chef in the world who will take chicken out of a package from the supermarket and wash it. No.
What about pat it down with a paper towel? I've seen that, and the chicken does cook differently.
You can dry it.
There's
reason for that. But people think they're like as if it's an apple that they're washing off pesticides from chicken. And I'm like, it's not how it works.
But you also got to show the chicken some love, right? You got to caress, you got to get in the creases, and you got to sort of send it some of your energy. It's true. A lot of people do that with their food, with their vegetables. The way you wash it, you have to wash it with
you
love.
You are not supposed to wash chicken. You can love it all you want. Then. You can pray over it. You can do whatever you would like with it. You are not supposed. I remember learning that you're not supposed, that it's actually dangerous because you could spread salmonella so easily.
Says like the girl who drains rice.
It's not. I do not drain
you don't?
Rice.
Okay,
no,
sorry. Okay.
God, no.
Do you wash your rice?
No. Oh, beforehand?
Yeah. Beforehand.
Sometimes I soak it beforehand. I have
done
that.
Must.
But again, you do these things because there's a reason for it. There's no reason why you're supposed to wash meat. It's crazy. You're not. I'm never coming for dinner. You don't wash steak.
We're having
you
chicken.
You don't wash meat. See, this text, washing chicken, wrong, wrong, wrong. Okay. Nikki's right. It's dangerous.
Okay.
And Sam like spouts off these things with no sources. He's like, yeah, chefs do it all that. No, they do not.
The cooking shows I watch on YouTube, they do it,
they
and
do
it looks
not.
Delicious.
Text us at 929-25. And maybe there's something outside of the rice or outside of the chicken you saw somebody do and just think, like, I've never, ever seen that. And people, you forget people live that way, right? 929-25. We're going to get to that coming up in a few minutes. And Pink is up first. Here's Perfect. It's the Beat 92.5. Man. All right, people are worked up on our text line right now. Angry. 929-25 to text us. Good morning. It's 7:16. It's Nikki and the Morning Show with Sam and Kat Spencer is joining us this week as well. 23 degrees right now. It already feels like 29. We've just about reached our high. Mm-hmm. And we've got a few showers ending this morning and then just sun and cloud for the rest of our Monday. Going to be a bit of a rainy week, too. It looks like we won't see the real sunshine, a real sunny day until Thursday.
Cool.
We're talking about the strange things people do in the kitchen that you obviously didn't grow up doing, and then you see someone else doing it and you're like, I had no idea people live this way. Mm-hmm. And it started with a video that's going viral of a YouTuber reacting to watching a woman rinse her rice, which he had never seen. I had never seen either. His reaction's hilarious.
Drain it.
What's she doing? Drain the Oh my God. You're killing me, woman. Hiya. She's draining rice with colander. Hi.
it turned into the conversation about washing meat, and I had no idea that this was going to be such that this was going to affect people.
Yeah,
in the way that it has.
And you didn't realize how many people actually wash their meat.
Not the majority of people. Sam says he washes his chicken. There is a bit of support for him on the text line. Yes, at 9292.
A bit, or like an overwhelming majority.
No, you chicken washers just like to stick together. I will say that if you Google it, it will tell you shouldn't wash your meat. We do have to say that.
Okay.
It does. It says washing raw chicken before cooking it can increase your risk of food poisoning from certain types of bacteria. Splashing water from washing chicken under a tap can spread the bacteria onto the hands, the work surfaces, clothing, and cooking equipment. So scientists say, number one, it doesn't actually do anything to the chicken, and then you're just maybe putting yourself at risk.
Okay.
But you clearly aren't the only one who does it.
No, someone says, I wash all my meat with lemon and vinegar. You have to wash your meat. Think of all the germs. But like a lemony vinegary steak before you even season it, that's kind of like
plus like we can't spread that lemon and vinegar gets rid of germs. Like that's not true.
True.
It's not true.
Every article I Googled said don't wash your chicken, but every article was about the mess and the splashing.
Yeah.
If you're careful, it doesn't affect the I'm sort of leaning towards Sam here going, the meat's going to be okay. Just be careful in the kitchen and wash down after.
But nobody said the meat wasn't going to be okay. I was just saying it's pointless. It doesn't actually clean your meat. It doesn't clean your meat. And then you're just putting yourself at risk outside of that, okay? Mm-hmm. We've got the phones ringing here, though, off the hook. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I'm listening to your conversation about the chicken and the rice.
Yes.
My dear, I am from the Caribbean. I wash my rice. I strain my rice after cooking, especially if I try to make a dry fry rice.
You drain your rice after? How is there that much water left in there?
No. Because, you know, when you do rice, it's very starchy.
Mm-hmm.
You have to remove some of those starch.
Right.
Are you sure?
You don't bathe your rice. You just open your pipe and you just wash the rice. Just 2 seconds.
Just afterwards?
You have to take out the starch.
Really?
Of course.
Okay, what's your
name? Even before I cook my rice, I give it a good wash.
Before, I've heard of rinsing it before, absolutely. What's your name?
My name is Sherry.
Okay, Sherry, you don't wash your chicken, though.
Yes, I do.
My girl.
It's dangerous. I don't think you're supposed to.
I wash all my meat that come from the store.
Good for you.
Every one of them.
You wash steak.
You can't trust nothing what come out from these days. In supermarket, you can't trust nothing.
What do you think
you have to clean your meat.
Do you use soap on it?
You have to wash your meat.
With soap?
No.
No, okay.
You wash your meat, then you put a little vinegar in the water.
Okay.
And leave it there for like 2 minutes. Then you take off your meat and you season your meat and you go. Good to go.
I'm going to have...
And according to Sam, it's very nice. It's clean.
No, you guys.
You heard it from the Queen of the Caribbean.
I love you. I love you.
I am from the Caribbean.
I cannot let you encourage people to wash their meat. I can't.
Oh, trust me. There's a lot of us who wash our meat. Trust me.
Sherry, I will eat your chicken and rice any day of the week.
Oh,
I love it. No questions asked.
Yes, my dear. Yes, you gotta wash it. You know how much junk that goes around that supermarket inside there? You don't know what's in there. You gotta clean your meat.
Not today, Sherry. Not today. We love you, though.
Oh, yes, every day.
Hope you have a great day.
You too. Thank you, guys.
Okay,
bye.
Love you, guys.
We love you, too. Okay, after all that, we're getting so many funny texts at 92925. Somebody just texted in and said, I'm from the Caribbean, and that's not true. Okay, I don't know. I can't tell you. I would say don't wash it, but Sam would say go ahead and wash it.
As long as it tastes good. I mean, there was someone here on a text line that also said, I met a woman originally from Iran who made the best rice, and I always thought that it was her perfect water-to-rice ratio and the timing and not lifting the lid. I was wrong. She drained it every single time.
Yeah, well, so the time I have had to drain rice before, but it's because I messed it up. Like, that's normally when I'm like, I messed up this meal. Anyway, thank you so much for the text at 92925. We appreciate you. It's 7:21 right now. We've got a throwback from Destiny's Child on the way for you. We're going to hear from Sam Smith as well. We will take a look at your biz. Plus, hang on, because coming up with Smarter Than all week this week at 7:45, we've got your chance to win $250 worth of Vivier skincare products. They have the nicest skincare too, okay? So that's coming up as well. Good morning.